Good morning and happy Sabbath. Today, children's story is about how to build a relationship with God. How do you think we build a relationship with God? Anyone want to answer? No? All right. So for this story, James has a question for his friend Abby about how to build a relationship with God.
Abby, Jace is here to see you.
Jace is here? Let him in.
Hi.
Hey, Abby.
I'll leave you two to be. Dinner will be ready in 10 minutes. Jace, you're welcome to come.
Hey, Abby. Thanks, Anjul.
So what brings you here?
Teach me, Abby, to build a relationship with God.
Straight to the point. I'm glad you took my offer to come whenever you have a question.
I might as well. I like how you teach. You don't always just give the answer, but you're just straight to the point.
You let me think for yourself.
Oh, you let me think for yourself. For myself.
I know you like to think for yourself. So I just point you in the right direction. So answer your question. How do you make a friend?
I talk with them and get to know them.
That's exactly what you need to build a relationship with God. So what do you need to talk with him and learn about him?
Pray and read the Bible. I remember this is part of building a relationship with him, but I still feel lost.
Then tell him that. He'll listen and show you what to do.
How do I tell him that? Pray to him about it?
Yes and no. Just talk to him. Say what you feel aloud. Yell to him, Lord, help me. Help me to build relationship with you. Show me more of you. You don't need to just pray. God wants you to talk with him like a friend. He wants to be your friend.
Thanks.
Talk with him. Lose track of what you're saying and start all over. God doesn't want a strict relationship. He wants a friendship.
Thanks. That's all I want.
I'm not done. A friendship is a two-way street. You can't always be coming to him when you need him.
Yes, I know that.
You know that, but do you know what I'm saying? Starting a friendship means being vulnerable. It's the learning stage of each other. You can't make a friend knowing the bare minimum. That's just someone you see all the time but do not know. Is that someone you want to invite into your home and life?
No.
So, when you talk to God, tell him about your day and all the good things that's happened. It's the same as giving him praise. Tell him how you're glad to wake up, how you got somewhere safely, even if there was a close call or not, how you were happy you got to eat, speak with your friends, or how beautiful something was, because that's what you would have done with a friend, right?
Yes, I would have done that with a friend. I never thought about it like that.
I didn't either at first. I was actually taking notes about talking with God and made a prayer. I guess this was for you. Would you like to pray?
I would. Lord, it is written in 1 Peter 5:7, give all our worries and cares to you, for you care for us deeply for us. You said you are close to all who can to all who call on you honestly. You fulfill the desires of those who fear him, who fear you and saves them. In Psalms 145:18-19, I come to you with an open heart with all my worries and cares. I will pray about everything, for I know giving you thanks and telling you my needs, your peace will be in my heart, is written in Philippians 4:6-7. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. You can keep the prayer. Next time you have a question, you know where to find me.
Thanks, Abby.
You're welcome. So, did you learn something from today's story? Do you know how to become friends with God? You do? How you doing?
The Bible, and we pray.
talk to him. God wants to be our friend. So we don't always just have to pray. We can also just talk to him about every little thing that's going on or that's happening. Because that's what you would have done with a friend, right? Right. All right. All right, that's it. Thank you.